Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. We have a guest in the studio, and we haven't had this guest in studio in a long, long time, and she knows that because I give her such grief about not coming to the studio often enough. That would be Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Great to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you weathered the polar vortex.
It is about a polar vortex. Did you see that video online? The Press Gazette actually had it online in their paper where the guy takes the pot of boiling water and throws it into the air. That's something else. I want to try that with my kids because for the second day in a row, they have a day off.
Jason did it with his kids last night.
How did
night.
It work?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Was it?
Yeah. You got to get it boiling because then it, as soon as it hits the cold, it just crystallizes.
Well, the guy starts out with the pot on the ground, though, so you kind of have to wonder how much of a rolling boil that pot is actually in.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. But yeah, it is really cold out there. In fact, the phenomenon this morning on the newly opened Leo Frigo Bridge, the nearby smokestacks, the emissions couldn't, because it's so cold, they just got only so high and they actually caused visibility problems.
You're kidding
me. On the bridge. Yeah, so I mean, it is crazy cold out there. And even crazier is the notion that we've never had this in Wisconsin before. It must be a byproduct of global warming.
the crazy cold. Yeah. Hey, everyone out there, please stay warm. And I know it's as silly as reminding people to drive carefully when there are icy conditions, but this is dangerous cold out there. Bundle up.
All right. You brave the weather, though, because you have something going on, a tax reform roundtable, and the Green Bay Press Gazette, and I don't normally mention them by name, but the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Oh, now it's been twice because I did too on
the
video.
Well, here's why. Okay. Unless I get in trouble for something, they don't know my name.
Okay.
Okay. If I do something stupid and get in trouble, boy, my name is in that newspaper all over the place. Otherwise, it's a local radio show.
Oh.
Funniest thing ever was that, Jason, was that wheelchair tennis? They did a feature piece on wheelchair tennis.
Okay.
And they referred to him as a producer of a local radio show. He's the only producer in Green Bay. It can't possibly.
I'm sorry, Jason.
Yeah, and they wouldn't.
After you were profiled, you should have been deserving of people asking for your autograph.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. And so anyway, so it's always the local paper. But in this, you know, just because that's what they do to me. But in this case, no, because they actually did run your piece, and it appears they didn't chop it. You said they ran pretty much the whole thing.
Right.
And what you're talking about in that piece and why you're here today, about an hour from now, you're going to have one, and you're doing these around the state, tax reform roundtable. You're doing that across Wisconsin. And I want to just, I think you did this well, I actually want to read the first paragraph from your piece here in the paper. When New York City's new mayor was sworn in last week, a buddy reminded me of a colorful phrase from another Empire State politician. The rent is too damn high. The guy started a whole political party based on the phrase. Traveling Wisconsin for the past 3 years, it's become clear that just about everyone who talks taxes to Governor Scott Walker and me has something in common. They think taxes are too darn high. So last month, Governor Walker charged me and Secretary of Revenue Rick Chandler to cross the state to get input on tax reform for Wisconsin's future. That brings us to Green Bay today to hear from locals, small business owners, veterans, retirees, and everyday citizens who care about our state, our economy, and our tax climate. There was a piece recently from a professor at the University of Minnesota who claimed that the Dayton way is working better than the Walker way, that big money, big government spending is how you get an economy going. Maybe, if it works at all, it's short term. This is really what it's all about, the horrible tax climate that we've had here and fixing it.
We believe if you allow consumers, taxpayers, voters, the good, hardworking families of a state to keep more of their own money, then they can choose how to infuse it into the economy. It's a proven method, and I think if you observe the economic indicators in Wisconsin today, you'll see that it is working. Our exports are up. Our revenues are up. Our unemployment is down. Our new business starts are up. Initial unemployment claims are down. All of the arrows are going in the right directions. It's working. And that's something that we can all, regardless of political party, be really proud of.
And you have to remember, and of course the left doesn't want to, what the baseline was, what type of economic climate Governor Walker and you inherited in 2011?
Oh, Jerry, it was just bad. And Rick Chandler, our revenue secretary, does this PowerPoint at the beginning of these presentations. And it's helpful, I think, to remind folks who are about to contribute their comments and their ideas to this tax reform discussion, have an idea of where we were, what situation, what bottom of the barrel deal we were dealt at the end of the Doyle administration. We had $3.6 billion budget deficit. You know, we had seen property taxes on the rise so consistently for that 10 years they had gone up 27%. Today, we've got a tax freeze, and you saw the governor a couple months ago signed into law $100 million in property tax relief. And on top of that, you know, you had some of the worst tax increases in Wisconsin history under the previous administration. At its peak, unemployment in Wisconsin was 9.2%. Today, it's 6.3%. We really have all of the arrows, all the economic indicators going right now.
Related to that, and again, it's not specific. Well, it is. It is really specific to taxes in a sense. But talking about how reforms work, the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance issued a report showing that, in fact, the Act 10 reforms did offset the reduction in school aid. This is a big deal because basically Governor Walker was being accused of lying about this, that this did not equal that, and now we know it did.
You know, I was reading that this morning, and I think that is the biggest difference between our situation here in Wisconsin and Ohio's situation. You remember that a couple years ago when here in Wisconsin we were going through the recall, and in Ohio they were facing similar situations, but in Wisconsin the reforms were allowed to work. And so parents sent their kids back to school in the fall, and they saw, hey, you know, teachers are still there, and they're doing a really good job educating my kids, and my kids are coming home smarter every day. And on top of that, my taxes are not going up, and when I got my tax bill in December, I'm seeing that the state portion is actually going down for the first time in a very long time. And then you couple that with the fact that overall tax relief in this state since the advent of this administration has been $1.4 billion, you see that we had such confidence that the reforms were going to work, that the taxpayers were going to save money, and that all these arrows were going to start going in the right direction, that Wisconsin believed in it. And we won the recall election, and today, here you see all of these economic indicators going right. Well, today, I tell you that we are going across the state doing these tax reform roundtables because, once again, we believe so wholeheartedly that driving the tax burden down in this state is going to have a huge economic impact on our future prosperity. We know it's going to work. And that's what we're hearing from the taxpayers, too, that they know it's going to work, and they're eager to give us their thoughts.
Dugging with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, as you get input on these, one of the things that has been brought up, and Governor Walker raised the idea of possibly doing away with the state income tax, which would be an increase in the sales tax. What I said is I couldn't support that unless the state income tax was constitutionally done away with. I wouldn't ever want to see where another governor or another legislature could come and bring that back on top of an increased sales tax. How serious is that possibility in the mix right now?
Well, I think any legitimate suggestion on how we lower the overall tax burden is being taken seriously right now. Some of those suggestions are coming from these taxpayer roundtables that Secretary Chandler and I are doing. Some will come in the future when the governor will announce additional ways for folks to contribute their thoughts and ideas to the discussion. But I think we have to take everything that's going to lower the overall tax burden seriously. You mentioned a constitutional issue. Well, in Michigan, they have a constitutional flat tax. They just did some serious tax reform. In Kansas, they were trying to attempt some serious tax reform. Louisiana, attempting some serious tax reform. One of the interesting things that has come out of these tax reform roundtables is that there are about seven states that do not have an income tax. There are many states that have suggested eliminating the income tax, but once it has been instituted, no state has been able to get rid of it completely. Just something to keep in the back of your mind as we study different ways to lower the overall tax burden. This is going to be a situation where we have a number of dials, right? So imagine that. You've got the property tax, you've got the income tax, and you've got the sales tax. And also, you know, you've got to factor in government spending there. For every dial that you turn up, there's got to be a dial that you turn down. What we're asking is, what does that look like to you?
But my point is that dial that gets turned down, I want to make sure a nail gets placed there so it can't ever get
the constitutional amendment nail.
Yeah, that's
you can own that.
Yeah, that I like that.
You can trademark that.
The constitutional.
You heard it here on the Jerry Bader Show.
Let me give you an example, and I'm sure you know this. The current sales tax in Wisconsin, 5%, was temporarily raised from 4% in 1982. 32 years. Apparently, there are 32 years in a temporary. So that's my concern.
Well, if we did that for driver's licenses, imagine how many very old teenagers we would have driving around today.
Yeah, see, there you go. You get your learner or whatever we call it, your learner's permit or probationary license. That's you know, and you know that's a legitimate concern. All right, let's do this in 3 minutes, actually. I want to get to some other stuff. You and I were talking off the air that 2014 could be an exciting year. I want to talk about strategy in a minute. 9:47.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.